A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Power Couples. I'm Glenn Van Zutphen. In the studio today, our marketing director, Andrea Marzullo, and global expert on leadership and best-selling author, Andrew Bryant. Good morning to both of you. Welcome to Money FM.
Good morning, Glenn.
How's it feel over there in the seat today? Andrew, I know you're used to being on stage, but a little bit different venue for you today.
I've done radio before, and it feels very comfortable because we know each other.
Oh, there you go. Andrea, how are you doing today?
I'm good. A good first time for me, and I'm having fun.
Tell me about what you do, Andrea.
Well, I do the marketing of the company, but mostly I take care of the clients. So before a client gets to talk to Andrew, he would spend a lot of time exchanging mails, phone calls, and closing the deal with me.
Sure. Okay. So you're kind of handling the back end of it, if you will. Now, Andrew, you are a global expert on leadership, self-leadership, best-selling author. You do a lot of keynote speaking. What does your day, your work look like?
Well, as per the clip that led us in, I'm one of those people that likes to work up early. So as part of being a speaker, I'm a content creator and a writer. So I find my best hour in the morning is around about between 6 and 7. So I like to get up around 5:30 and get a coffee and go into my office, do at least an hour's worth of writing. Then I go off to the gym and look after my body and listen to podcasts or ebooks, and that stimulates my brain again. And then I come back and do some creative. That's if I'm working from home. If I'm elsewhere, I'm usually going to the airport, jumping on a plane, landing somewhere, and then the next day I'll be doing a keynote presentation and or a workshop for a client, and that could be anywhere in the world.
When you put together the programs that you're doing for your various clients, Andrew, how much time does it take to put together a leadership seminar, a talk that you might be doing to them?
Well, the facetious answer to that is 20 years. Because sometimes clients say, oh, can we have a discount because it's only an hour? And it can take 2 or 3 weeks to put an hour keynote together because of the research and meeting with the client, making sure that you've got it absolutely spot on. And sometimes I can write a speech in 5 minutes and give it because it's on a topic that I know very well.
Right.
So it's a how long is a piece of string kind of question. Mm. The reality is that there is an awful lot of preparation to make something look effortless.
Sure. And Andrea, you're a big part of that preparation, I would imagine, doing the marketing side of it. What typically do you need from Andrew to do your part of the job, to do the marketing element of it?
Well, I just need him to focus in writing the content, creating everything. And do not worry at all about talking to clients. It saves a lot of time and stress. So basically, what I do, I will set up a call. When the deal is closed, I'll set up a call with the client or a video conference. The client will tell him what they need, what they want to achieve, and then he's going to create the content.
Yeah. And what marketing channels do you typically use when you're marketing, Andrew?
Well, we do a lot of social media. LinkedIn is really strong. And Facebook is getting really big. A bit of Instagram. And I don't like much those mass emails. So
right.
I never get involved with that because
sure.
I hate it. And when we go to conferences, you know, I would talk to clients and then I'll get back to them. And then I try to sell Andrew because I think they are a match.
Andrew, what changes have you seen in what clients are looking for in recent years when it comes to the leadership development type work that you do?
The biggest change is the speed of the request, right? You to pick up on your previous question, how long does it take to prepare?
Mm.
Right? Once upon a time, you know, I would be booked for a conference 6 months in advance, 9 months in advance, sometimes 12 months in advance.
Yeah.
Now I get a call saying, oh, well, we've got a leadership conference. Now we need the speaker. And I go, well, when is it? And it's in 3 weeks' time. And I go, so you've booked the venue, you've booked the flights, you've booked the meals, the booze, and now you're thinking about the person.
Yeah.
So
why do you think that is? Are people just so busy doing other things that the speaker kind of is the last thing they think about?
Possibly, yes. It depends who's running the conference, right? So,
sure.
And if I've spoken to the CEO of the organization and he or she has said to me, look, Andrew, you know, I need to partner with you, we need to create some change, then there's that time. If the marketing department has done it, then they've looked at the bells and whistles first, and then the content last. And so maybe that's the shift.
Yeah.
Leadership itself hasn't really changed, although Bass, who was a researcher on leadership, gave us transformational leadership, says there's as many definitions of leadership as there are people have written on it. I like to look at leadership as inside out, which is why I talk about self-leadership. And there's a lot more understanding that the leaders themselves need self-awareness.
Mm.
and that the followers need to be leaders themselves and have that engagement. And I've been talking about that for 20 years, and now people are cottoning on to we need engaged and we need intelligent employees, not just robots, because those will be replaced by robots.
Andrea, what do you find is the most salient point that people pick up on when you're doing the marketing, when you're talking to clients on the phone, you know, finishing deals up, that sort of thing? What is it that you feel like they're really looking for or hearing from you?
What happens most of the times is that the most junior person is the one that's going to contact us, and they cannot make decisions, and usually it costs much more than they thought. I try to get to a person that is a stakeholder, you know, and again, we need to understand what they need. Sometimes they don't even know. They just think, oh, I just need to fill up for a speaker. And it's like, it's not like that.
Right.
So what are the challenges you're facing? What you need? And then we're going to work on that. A lot of times, price point is a problem.
Sure.
But a lot of times also, I can convince them that they're making an investment. When they hire Andrew, they're making an investment. It's not just someone that's going to go there and tell jokes, right? Mm. So it's a long-term investment because something that's
His jokes are not bad, by the way. I mean, they could use maybe a little bit of work, but don't give up your day job sort of thing to become a comedian. I don't know, Andrew.
Not yet.
There's a meme in the professional speaking circles that, you know, do you have to be funny? And the answer is only if you want to get paid.
Or only if you can be. Now, let's talk about your family life because you have three kids, you got two dogs, you got a cat, you have a fish. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in your life outside of work. How do you guys manage to blend the busy work schedule with the rest of the family?
Well, Andrew mostly works,
right?
And I get to manage everything else. Luckily, we have a helper, a very good one that's been with us forever.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry much about all
some
the logistics.
Logistics stuff,
you know, but I still want to wake up in the morning for the kids, even though they don't need me, but I like to be there when they go to school. I get involved with the school things. Not much as little kids, thanks God, because they are 11, 13, and 16. But I still need to be there from time to time, and I take care of everything that Andrew cannot do.
Yeah.
So it gives him more time to dedicate to work. But on the other hand, it takes a lot of my time.
Right.
So sometimes I need to make clear to everyone that I need a me time. I need some time to do something I like without being interrupted by anyone. Or I need to take a girl's trip, you know, go abroad and take some holidays without the family because family holidays are amazing. But you need a holiday from the holidays.
We get that. And Andrew, I know that you do take part in family life as well. I mean, you're not just holed up in your office. You have a beautiful home office. But you're not just in there. You are actually doing stuff with the kids as well, I know.
Absolutely. And the way you listen to my power couple spouse talk about it, I do nothing. But for me, the important thing is to recognize that she's the boss, right? Although I'm the person that goes out on stage or, you know, I'm doing the book signings, at home, she's the boss. So she's this needs to get done, and I pay serious attention to that. That way I stay alive. I mean, in case your audience haven't picked this up, Andrea is Brazilian, right?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, she's just a very strong personality, and I think that's what makes us a power couple, is that recognition of the equality of the power, is that just because I work doesn't mean that that's more important than looking after the kids or managing the household or booking the family holiday.
Right.
I would forget to book the family holiday if I was left to my own devices. So I think it's how we get on is the recognition of the equality of power. Being a speaker, I have to be very big on stage. In the home arena, Andrea is the boss, Andrea is the power, Andrea is the energy. You know, she generates our social life very much.
As a couple, how do you spend time as a family, I should say?
Not as often as you used to.
Because they're teens now, right?
Yeah. So
right, yeah.
Most of the time it's like, oh, can I go out with my friends? And we're not involved in any of that.
Sure.
But we try to do things that everybody will enjoy.
Mm.
You know, movies always a big hit. Everybody loves it. Restaurants, although it's always a big fight to find a restaurant that everybody likes. But we try and do simple things. But to tell you the truth, I'm not into, I need to do an activity every weekend anymore, you know, because they do things on their own.
But it's just like leadership, you know, you have to deal with your employees and motivate them in different ways because they have different personalities. So, you know, a teenage daughter, she's quite happy gaming with her friends. My younger teenage daughter, she wants to go out with friends. But my son, I've got a personal trainer for him. So he does his personal training, particularly focused on the boxing. And I work out in the gym at the same time. So I can keep an eye on him. So it's kind of joint thing, but it's what he wants.
Sure. So. Well, that's great. How about travel? I know you travel a ton for work, but family holidays, those sorts of things, what is enjoyable for you to do as a group? Or is it easy to do anything as a group anymore?
Well, we do family holidays twice a year.
Right.
So in July, that would be the summer, and then December, because it's Christmas. And we try to go somewhere that's quite easy. And
somewhere around Southeast Asia type, or you further afield?
Much further afield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's a good recent vacation spot that you've liked?
For family?
Yeah.
Well, our last vacations in France was amazing.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Because we had a great time with friends that also had kids and spent the whole time relaxed. That's what I like. It needs to be relaxed, you know, and the kids can play by themselves. And we are playing football with the kids the whole day in swimming pool and doing things, and then from time to time they will find things to do by themselves, and we do things ourselves and adult dinners, you know. Something that will be a fit for everyone, but not stressing. It has to be a bit relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think this year France was the best holiday we had.
Yeah. Andrew, yeah. Where do you like?
Well, we did go to France and I loved it, but it wasn't the most recent. We just got back from Australia, which is where I spent 18 years of my life. I love Australia. I love the sunshine. I love the beaches. And the two younger kids absolutely loved the beach and, you know, the surf. The older daughter, of course, with very pale skin, was not quite so excited about it. So I loved that. And then the previous Christmas, we were in Rio, so which is Andrea's hometown. And, you know, going to Rio is amazing. The, you know, firstly, the vista is incredible. The people, the energy and the love. So we get to choose different things. This summer, we're looking at going visiting my sisters in the United Kingdom. Mm. So the kids will want to do the Harry Potter studio where they actually made the films.
Yeah,
so nice. That'll be on the list.
Fantastic. Mm. Andrea Marzullo, Andrew Bryant, thank you so much for being our power couple today on 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.